American Psycho by Bret Easton Ellis, narrated by Nick Landrum and directed by Rob Grannis. The author commences with three epigraphs. The first is an extract from Notes from Underground by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Both the author of these notes and the notes themselves are, of course, fictional. Nevertheless, such persons as the composer of these notes not only exist in our society, but indeed must exist, considering the circumstances under which our society has generally been formed. I have wished to bring before the public, somewhat more distinctly than usual, one of the characters of our recent past. He represents a generation that is still living out its days among us. In the fragment entitled Underground, this personage described himself and his views and attempts, as it were, to clarify the reasons why he appeared and was bound to appear in our midst. The subsequent fragment will consist of the actual notes concerning certain events in his life. The second quote that begins this book is by Miss Manners, also known as Judith Martin. "One of the major mistakes people make is that they think manners are only the expression of happy ideas. There's a whole range of behavior that can be expressed in a mannerly way. That's what civilization is all about, doing it in a mannerly and not an antagonistic way. One of the places we went wrong was the naturalistic Rousseauian movement of the 60s, in which people said, 'Why can't you just say what's on your mind?' In civilization, there have to be some restraints. If we followed every impulse, we'd be killing one another." The author's third and final epigraph is the following quote from the band Talking Heads. "And as things fell apart, nobody paid much attention." And now, American Psycho.
April Fools. "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here," is scrawled in blood-red lettering on the side of the chemical bank near the corner of 11th and 1st, and is in print large enough to be seen from the back seat of the cab as it lurches forward in the traffic, leaving Wall Street, and just as Timothy Price notices the words, a bus pulls up, the advertisement for Les Miserables on its side blocking his view. But Price, who is with Pierce and Pierce in 26, doesn't seem to care, because he tells the driver he will give him $5 to turn up the radio. "Be My Baby" on WYNN. And the driver, black, not American, does so.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?